Mental illness is a topic that continues to be taboo in the 21st century. It's a stain on the expensive rug or the elephant in the room that no one wants to acknowledge. Hello, I am Khadija, your host. And I suffer from bipolar disorder. I was diagnosed over 30 years ago with mental illness. The definition of bipolar disorder goes as follows. It's a mental health condition that causes extreme changes in mood and energy. Moods alternate between emotional highs, that's called mania, and lows, which is depression. Some people have only a couple of these episodes in their lives. Others experience them a few times a year. The list of medications are like a bag of skillets. The assortment of colors and side effects are debilitating, from acne to anxiety, which make us eat and gain weight, to the racing thoughts and sleepless nights that we could experience. Sometimes we're not able to complete a simple task, nor take care of our families, or hold a job. The addiction and alcoholism, it helps at times, but sooner than later, we try to cut our lives short. I entered rehab about 20 years ago, and I'm still here, not like many other who did cut their lives short. I graduated from Rutgers University, opened a small business, and continue to advocate for people who suffer from mental illness and who have been discriminated against. Disclaimer, I am not a mental health professional. I'm just giving my honest opinion about life with mental illness and how this affects our lives. What really bothers me is the fact that we have a tendency as human beings to point fingers and to set aside others because they're different. Do we really have opportunities made specifically for people with mental illness? The real world, the real job, the one that don't have a therapist or a psychiatrist in speed dial, the job that you need in order to survive, the job that you may or may not like but need to have. The job that stresses you so bad that you are contemplating many possibilities just to feel better. And those possibilities come in different ways. You know, they come as alcoholism, drug addiction, hypersexual lives, going and buying things that we really don't need, cutting. And doing other things that we normally will not do. Can we honestly say that we are safe, that the system works, and laws are actually making a difference? Should we tell people we suffer from mental illness? That is something that a lot of people say, no, you shouldn't, because discrimination and everything else is going to happen. And then you get a job, and you start displaying certain behaviors. And these behaviors might be kind of normal for you, but your employer is like, okay, so what is going on with little Susie over here? Okay, so we need to talk. And because you don't want to tell them what's going on, they give you a warning. Probably first time, the second time, the third time you're fired. And there's nothing you can do about it. You're fired because of behavior that you could have been honest about and let them know that, okay, this is what I'm going through. Some people say, no, we shouldn't. Some others say, yes, you know, it's very important. Well, I'm the kind that says, yes, we should tell our employers. Well, people with mental illness or diagnosed with mental illness, share probably the same disease, but our the effects or the episodes or whatever goes on with us may vary. Some people might exhibit, the erratic behavior, the mania, or feeling very depressed. So it depends. It's three types of bipolar disorder, and each one of them is a little bit more different than the next. I'm not going to explain this here because, as I said, I'm not a medical professional, but you can do your due diligence, looking for it in online or talking to a therapist or somebody that might have information as such. People around you might not be able to understand why you speed talk, take smoking breaks more often than necessary, or maybe just walk out of your job with for no apparent reason. Honesty is the best policy. By allowing them to know about your diagnosis, they might understand your reaction better, especially if you accompany such conversations with helpful literature. And assuring them that if they need to ask questions, you will make yourself available to answer them. And maybe you get some help from them, after they realize that, yes, little Susie needs some help. Let's see what we can do for her. Take her out to lunch, have her relax a little bit. Being kind to that person. Yeah, definitely being kind to that person. I wrote a book. It's called The Search for Khadija, a memoir of peace and acceptance. I wrote this book about 7 years ago. It had to do with the fact of not necessarily what my behavior might be doing or and how my behavior be affecting others. I wanted to show people that sometimes unconsciously people do and say things that might trigger you, that might affect you, that might have you seeing everything around you a little bit different. I had a beautiful psychiatrist. She was amazing. She sat with me. We talked a lot. She helped me through choosing a lot of the medications and changing my behavior. There is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside of you. This is a quote from Maya Angelou. At times, a hidden story needs to be revealed. The story can have different characters and it can be told in different ways, always revealing the outcry that can be heard over the sad music of one lost soul. But the results are always the same. We all seek love, acceptance, and peace. We always search for acceptance, regardless of what stage in our life we are. And when we suffer from mental illness, we have a tendency to feel alone, that even though you have 100 people around you, no one understands you, no one cares. It's if you ask across the board, that's how a lot of us feel. A lot. I'm not saying that everybody. My story is different from the next person's story. I was diagnosed very young, and at the point of diagnosis, living in Puerto Rico was kind of difficult because mental illness is associated with being crazy. And when this happens, you have a tendency to try to drown those emotions, those feelings, and try to be as normal as possible. But who is normal? What is normal? Really? Can you really say you understand what mental illness is or is not? Do you know how you can help someone going through an episode? Do you know the signs of depression or anxiety? Can you tell the difference between sadness or depression? Can you listen without judging? Can you help others by educating yourself? I understand that it's not so black and white. And the gray area is the one that scares many of us into keeping silent. The reactions, the talk, the glance, and my favorite. Honestly, this is my favorite. Are you all right? Every 5 minutes. You know, it feels like you're walking down the street and drug dealers are like, "Oh, are you okay? Do you need something?" You know, it's so annoying. Yes, I'm okay. I believe if I need your help, I will gladly ask you. But other than that, I'm good. I'm okay. I have also learned that you are see sick as your secrets, that learning how to share will help you free yourself from the cloud that sits over you. Definitely, you have to learn how to share. Oversharing a lot of things can cause a lot of problems. A lot of problems. At one point, I thought I made a mistake by disclosing my diagnosis with my peers. It did cost me a lot of work and people honestly not liking the idea of being around me. And others, you know, mentioning the fact, "Oh, I don't work with her because she's crazy." One thing for sure, while bipolar disorder can have a negative effect on how a person performs some daily tasks, it might also affect creativity in some people. History is full of artists, actors, writers, and musicians who have had symptoms or suffer from bipolar disorder. This is an article written, this is a piece from an article written by Stephanie Watson. Writers like Virginia Woolf, Edgar Allan Poe, and Sylvia Plath are well known for having experienced symptoms of bipolar disorder. Artists like Vincent van Gogh had severe episodes of mania and depression. He produced many works of art during these periods, but ultimately he committed suicide. We're not alone, but sometimes it seems like we are. Definitely, this is so true. We need to support each other and work hard to normalize the definition of mental illness and how we deal with it in our daily lives, and how our communities, employers, friends, and family members define us. Take time to love yourself. Take time to say, "You know what? I am okay today. I love myself. I finally arrived. I'm in a journey, but it's more complicated than just finding the best route, the cheapest ticket, or the best location. My journey is one of self-discovery. This journey has taken me to a mountaintop where I stand looking at the possibilities that might or might not become a reality. Not knowing if I let go, not until death do us apart with blood and tears, signed contract that washes away all that remains unspoken. I don't know if I am sure that perhaps I need to sit at the mountaintop a bit longer and take a closer look at all my maybes, could be, I want to be. And then praying that it's not too late to take that journey again. This is all for today. I'm your host, Khadijah. This was A Moment with Khadijah. Enjoy your day. See you soon.